Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Hundreds gathered last night in South Minneapolis to honor 37-year-old Renee Good, who was shot and killed by an ICE agent earlier in the day. Mayor Jacob Fry.
Let's show them something far more beautiful than the kind of division that they're trying to stoke. Let's show them unity of purpose, of love, and the courage of our conviction.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem characterized the incident as an act of domestic terrorism.
This city has burned before, and your mayor and your governor let it happen. President Trump is not going to let that happen. He and our federal law enforcement officers are here to bring peace and to bring public safety.
The video appears to show the ICE agent fire one shot from the front of the vehicle and two more shots into Good's driver's side window. Governor Tim Walz is directing the Minnesota National Guard to be prepared in case they are needed for public safety. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mark Johnson claims the governor is correcting a mistake he made during the George Floyd protests.
Very late on preparing National Guard with getting things ready to get in place and curtail that one. So I think it's good preparation to have people ready to do that. But again, that's got to be coupled with rhetoric that matches de-escalation.
Community and faith leaders are leading an emergency ICE protest this morning from Fort Snelling Park to the Whipple Building. Organizers say, quote, ICE has been terrorizing our immigrant neighbors and has now horrifyingly murdered a community member in cold blood. They're demanding ICE leave Minnesota. And there are no classes at Minneapolis public schools today and tomorrow following the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE agent. The district told parents it's closing and canceling all activities due to safety concerns. There was an incident involving ICE agents and Roosevelt High School students yesterday. There's a big spike in flu activity following the holidays in Minnesota. Department of Health senior epidemiologist Melissa McMahon says hospitalizations and deaths are still going up in the state.
We've had over 2,000 hospitalizations and about 40 deaths in adults. We have not had any deaths in children yet. This is probably the worst of it. It does seem to be leveling off just a little bit, which is great. Hopefully we'll be able to say that we've peaked soon.
McMahon says we're pretty neck and neck with the peak from last year, which was a severe season for hospitalizations. The flu numbers are being updated today. And the Minnesota Wild close out a 7-game road trip tonight against the Kraken in Seattle. The team is coming off back-to-back losses at the LA Kings, but has gone 3-1-2 on the trek that started 2 weeks ago in Winnipeg. Goaltender Jesper Volstead is expected to start tonight in Seattle. The Kraken are on a 4-game win streak. This is MNN.